Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. A standout softball player for Sherrard is senior Carson Elgus. Before we talk about sports, Carson Elgus, let's talk about academics. Pretty exciting for you this week. I heard you got a scholarship. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I've taken a lot of science classes here at Sherrard, and it's definitely one of my favorite classes ever. And so last night I received a science scholarship through the high school to help me pay for college.
And your college decision, I know you're going to play collegiately too, but tell us what you're going to be doing, at least academically, in college and what you'll be studying.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the University of Dubuque, and as of right now, I plan on studying human health science to become an occupational therapist.
Impressive. That's a great plan. And a little bit about segueing to athletics now and the softball season. So set me up. I know you missed a little bit of time this year. You got hit in the head. Apparently it did not impact you in your science classes. That's good, right? But
yeah.
It did impact your softball playing ability a little bit, where you had to sit out, I think, for a short time. So give us the details of what happened.
Yeah, I played my first two games, and then at a practice one day, one of my teammates accidentally hit me in the back of the head with a softball, and like I kind of knew that I had a concussion because I'd had one before, and like I knew the feeling, and so I was pretty devastated, but luckily I was only out, I think I sat out like 5 or 6 games, and it was at the very beginning of the season, so it impacted me, but I was still back for most of conference play. And I've definitely bounced back, and it felt really good to be back.
Yeah, and they need your bat in the lineup, in the middle of that lineup. And I was asking you off the air, you know, I know Rock Ridge has really been the team to beat in the areas. They've kind of been buzzing through regular season play. But after that, you know, it's a toss-up for a lot of the area teams. And I was telling you about your regional that you'll play at Riverdale here in a couple of weeks. I know Riverdale is the top seed in that regional, but this past weekend, I think you split a doubleheader with them, and they were two wild games. So, I mean, there's still some optimism, I would think, for this Tiger softball bunch, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. We came out ready to play against Riverdale, and it really showed. We started hitting right away, and then once we got up, they kind of fell down a little. They made a comeback at the end, but it was just kind of too late.
All right, and I know I talked to one of the softball kids earlier in the year. Has Bertelson, I'm just curious, has she got out yet and really let loose, you know, when she's been pitching against you kids, or does she take it a little bit easy on you?
No, she definitely takes it pretty easy on us.
Well, I want to see. I told her I want to see her let loose and see what the Sherrard 2018 softball team can do. All right, your ASA circuit. I know you have teammates at the high school level, and you have teammates at the ASA level, and I know there's a lot of crossover involved with a lot of these different kids. So what does your ASA career look like as it winds down?
Yeah, it's definitely sad as I'll see it come to an end this year, but we're playing in a lot of local tournaments just so that we can get some games in, and then we're going to head down to Florida for Nationals this year to go out with a bang, I guess.
Yeah, and what team, what group are you playing with now?
Heartland Havoc.
Yeah, that's a good bunch. I know a lot of those kids have been together for a while. All right, Carson Elgus, a great science student, right? And a great softball player, too. And good luck to you the rest of your senior season, and nice going so far.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on the High School Sports Spotlight.